Hello, Internet, and welcome to episode number 67 of All of My Issues. In this episode, Chris is back, and Sam is also here, and we talk about some new trailers, Star Wars, Bloodshot, a couple other things also, and we find out a little bit about how we feel about avocados. All right, so without further ado, let's get started.
Chris.
And we're getting ready to record another podcast.
Yeah, all three of us.
I'm Sam.
At the same time. That's dirty.
It does sound dirty. And I'm okay with that.
I mean,
you know,
that's how I met your mother.
That's right. Whoa. Whoa. At the same time, all three? Oh, my.
It's worse when you're not talking to your kids and you're talking to someone else.
Yes, indeedy. We've been pretty busy. We've had a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Getting ready for the holidays, I guess, now. I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm working 50 to 60 hours a week.
Yeah, that's
usually closer to 60.
Yeah.
And taking college classes.
So that means Chris has been very busy then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
the internet. I have to do things on the internet.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You have to go see Swedish satanic bands.
Yes.
Too.
We'll get to that.
Yes. So. So yeah, I don't know. What's been going on with you, Sam, since last week? Anything new and exciting or?
Well, just trying to keep up with all right. The latest comics and pop culture.
He
to
is.
Bring
he's,
to he's the masses.
Johnny on the spot.
Yes.
All right. So I guess we have a bunch of stuff to talk about. I don't know. Should we talk about a thing that we experienced relatively recently?
Does this involve your mom again?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could. Sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't at this, Sam, because it was.
I wasn't at this junction, so this is between those two
Satanists
guys.
Well, I will tell you that I have never seen a better Swedish fake satanic band fronted by a 38-year-old Swede.
The dude's 38, huh?
Yeah.
Not used.
Pretending to be a like 50-year-old Italian.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Supported by six nameless ghouls in masks who don't speak.
Exactly. And then the crowd was probably the most chill crowd I've ever seen.
It was the nicest concert crowd I have ever seen.
Wow. So,
and all I have to say about it, I think it's those millennial Satanists.
Yeah.
They're the best Satanists that have come out yet.
I was just actually discussing with my wife, apparently the cutoff of to be a millennial is to be born in the year 1981. Which went way earlier than I thought, or way, you know.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, so my wife is a millennial.
Really?
And I'm going to enjoy bringing that up to her every time she complains about something. I'm just going to be like, oh, you millennials whine about everything.
That's it, man.
I literally just had the conversation before I left. Anyway, I don't know if concerts have changed since I went to them.
Yeah.
But the last time I was at a show where I was that close, it was a constant pressure on my back from people pushing and
dodging feet.
Yes.
Flying at your head. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was none of that.
We did have a crowd surfing penguin.
Yeah. But that was only the only one, though.
That was the only one.
Yeah. Not the only penguin. Well, he was the only penguin.
He was the only penguin I saw.
But, yeah. Oh, nice.
But I've been in a state of depression since leaving the Ghost concert.
Yeah, because it was pretty amazing.
It was like the moment I left, I wished it was happening again.
Yep. And I pretty much continued to listen to them afterwards. So, yeah.
And the opening act was amazing.
Yeah, the opening act was amazing as well. It was very surprising. A band called Nothing More.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were surprisingly super really rad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say rad.
Okay. We're going full rad here?
We're
going
to go full rad.
Wow.
Yeah. It's full rad.
Yeah.
They did things on stage that were
super rad.
Super rad.
Full rad.
Yeah. Actually, radder.
Oh, so we're slow dancing on BMX bikes.
Some sort of strange device on hydraulics that I was not expecting.
Yeah. And it was been used several times.
Yeah. Like in the middle of the concert, he went full mech.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There was weird things.
Yeah. It was an engineering marvel.
Yeah.
If you will.
I'm pretty sure it was designed by Elon Musk.
It had to have been. It was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy.
It might have actually been the device that they were going to use to get those kids out of that cave a couple years ago.
And it never worked.
That they didn't end up having to do.
Oh,
that's my guess.
Yeah. But it was amazing.
It was. They were actually really good, though.
Yeah. I would, and I think Chris would agree with me here. I would go see them by themselves.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're nothing like Ghost.
Yeah,
absolutely. They could not be more different.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. The singer came out in his bare feet.
Yes.
And climbing around on things and
having sirens blaring and
Then they're from Texas.
Yeah.
Which I believe you can't get farther away from Sweden than Texas.
I think that's
not necessarily distance wise, but just culture wise.
Culture wise,
pretty far.
That's probably true. Yeah.
But regardless, easily one of the top three shows I've been to.
Yeah, it is definitely up there for me too. I was really, really pleasantly surprised at how good it was. I thought I was going to have fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, I was like, yeah. But just was amazed at how blown away by both performers.
I couldn't believe that it was just sing along with Ghost Night.
Like
every single person in that show, which was like a strong mix, male to female.
Yeah.
More so than a lot of shows I've been to, especially heavier shows. That Ghost is really all that heavy, but everybody seemed to know the words to every song.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Even their old stuff.
That's true, yeah. And just the audience interaction with the band, you know, he's constantly
the ghosts are, or the ghouls are fantastic too.
The ghouls are fantastic. The whole band.
Like if you don't pay attention to the ghouls when they step in front of you, they stare you down until you do.
That's true. Yeah, that is entirely true. Yeah.
And since my phone camera wasn't working, Rick was nice enough to take 4,500 pictures
exactly.
And three videos and then email them to me. At one point, I'm pretty sure that it just stopped for a while and then kicked in like 3 hours later.
Yeah. I had to do it in like in batches because of how many photos I took and videos and whatnot. And
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
Should have been there, Sam.
I know. There you go.
That's Sam's nice way of saying I'm not going to go see a satanic band with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, even maybe if they are next from time. Sweden.
Not really Satanists.
Yeah. And they're not millennials either, I guess, but the fans might be.
Yeah.
Millennial Satanists. But there's a mix of ages in
there. Well, I mean, 38, that puts you right around 81.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I mean, just barely.
Yeah, so barely a millennial.
Sometimes they call apparently them Xennials because they're in between Generation X and Y. But anyway.
Oh yeah, no. You know what? That's because some millennial didn't want to be a millennial no more. Right, but us Generation Xers wouldn't accept them, so they were trying to.
I mean, I don't think the millennials are the problem.
No,
it's the boomers.
It's the boomers.
Yeah. Generation X.
I mean, I like avocados as much as anybody. I'm okay with avocados. Mm. You don't like avocados?
Not really.
Sam, what's your opinion? No avocados. Really?
No, dude. That's you.
What do you do with that?
I mean, I don't eat them. No, I mean, it just happened to be on. Isn't it like guacamole made of avocado?
No, mm-hmm. Really.
I mean, it's not enough to make me not eat something if it has guacamole on it.
Not really.
Not, I purposely seek out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Right. Yeah. Huh.
I get that's like, maybe yeah. I am. Maybe
that, I feel the same way.
You're a Mino.
Mino. Sorry, dude, you're a hippie.
A Zino.
Zino.
You're a Gen X in name only.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So great concert.
Great concert, yeah. And we learned something new here. I'm the only one who likes avocados.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I
guess we'll move on to the next topic of discussion. How about Coppola
and Scorsese?
Scorsese. How about those guys?
The Marvel movies are not cinema.
Yeah,
is what Scorsese said.
I'm going to say that they played in the theater.
Yeah, I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand to an extent what they're saying. However, I would also remind Coppola that almost all of the Marvel movies are better than his Dracula.
Right. Right. I would say every Marvel. I would say,
wow,
most of the DC movies are better than his Dracula.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it was like the last 5 minutes of that movie were the only entertaining thing of Dracula.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I remember boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember strange like wolf sex in a garden.
Yeah, I think it happened.
I remember him doing the bats. I think Gary Oldman was awesome.
I remember. Like
Keanu, not so much.
Yeah. Keanu was like barely in it, really, kind of. But he barely mattered, I should say.
That's because no one believed he was from England.
Right.
I'm a Keanu Reeves fan, and I just did not like that movie with him.
No.
It was poorly cast.
Yeah. The movie itself was just...
Not good.
I remember being pretty excited about seeing it, too.
Yeah.
And
I liked vampires.
Yeah. I mean, even if they have beehive hairdos, I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Until I saw it. And then I was like, no, this is not okay.
This is not what I signed up for.
No.
Oh, the creepy lady.
Yeah,
vampire ladies in the castle. That was kind of weird.
Creepy lady. Yeah. That was kind of, yeah. But I just remember like there just being this slow drag on of a film, just barely anything interesting happens in like the last 5 minutes where they kind of kill him.
Yeah.
And that's where the action was, like literally last 5 minutes. Like they're racing up. I remember them racing up the castle mountain thing, in a like one of those horse and buggy deals. All right. And then they get there and then they kill him like almost like super fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was just like, okay, that's it. And then the movie was pretty much over.
There was a great cutaway scene where they just decapitated a vampire.
Oh, I do kind of remember.
And then it cuts
that,
immediately to Van Helsing chopping meat.
Yeah, I think I do remember.
I remember that. I remember
Who's Van Helsing? Van Helsing was Anthony Hopkins. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was all star piece of
crap. Winona Ryder was in it.
But
back to the directors. I mean, art is the eye of the beholder, and can they really say that they're not filmed?
My opinion is they
like
can
film snob,
not be fans of it. But I mean, it basically has every characteristic that it's a moving picture it's, you know.
There's a couple things I'd like to say on this. First, and this is not a unique to me, but someone said there is, you know, fine bourbon and there's also light beer and each serves its own purpose.
Right.
And both
right.
are alcohol.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
I thought that was a very well put
analogy. Thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
There is, when they're saying they're not cinema, I think they're saying they're not
fine with, bourbon.
They're not filled with the things that classically they believe cinema should have. However, I would argue that they're there if you're willing to look for them. But I would also then like to quote the genius of our modern times, Shia LaBeouf, and say, if it moves you, it's art.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wow.
I cannot disagree with Shia on this at all.
I was telling Rick I watched the Hot Ones episode that featured Shia LaBeouf, and it made me appreciate him as a human being in a way that I never had. I forgive him for Transformers.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Dear Lord, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch an episode next. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that's a big step.
That's pretty big for you.
It is.
Yeah. That's
a big step.
Have you watched any of that YouTube series, Sam? Hot Ones?
Are you familiar with it? Okay.
No, I haven't.
That's all that matters.
Yes.
The guy that hosts that, his might be the best interviewer I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. While eating hot ones.
What's that?
Besides us.
Well, I've never seen myself interview.
Besides anymore. Us. While eating hot wings.
While eating hot wings. Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to start doing. Nobody's going
to. Yeah, he just does a lot of research.
I have seen episodes of those. Yeah.
He does deep dives into people's backgrounds. I think at times it might scare the people he's interviewing.
Yeah.
Because he knows so much about them.
But a serious question regarding this, and I'm not going to say anything about Martin Scorsese, period, because I liked every movie that I've seen that Martin Scorsese did. When was the last good movie that you've seen from Francis Ford Coppola?
Oh. Let me think.
I have to think of the timeline of when these movies came out here.
Because I'm not a big fan. I guess was it The Freshman? Didn't he do The Freshman?
Yeah,
with Matthew Broderick.
I think so. I like that.
I thought
that
it was
came
okay.
out a long time ago, though, right?
Yeah, and before that, The Godfather Part Two.
That's true.
Apocalypse Now. Yeah.
I really did like that movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Yep.
So, are we talking about him as a director or him as a writer? Okay. I like The Rainmaker.
I don't even. Is that the Christian novel? That,
The Rainmaker is with. That's with Danny DeVito and.
Yeah,
that Crystal Grisham. No, Matt Damon. Yep, Danny DeVito, Matt Damon.
The Outsiders.
A long time ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago too.
The Outsiders, but that's that about it. Yeah, that's about it. Right. He did direct Captain EO.
So let's just. He doesn't. Think the Marvel movies are cinema, but when you make Michael Jackson,
that's somehow different. And that's not just Michael Jackson by any means. Is
just saying,
Captain EO.
Captain EO.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm looking through the list of films here, and slim pickings, pal.
I mean, he's been involved with a lot of great movies.
Yeah.
But in terms of actual directing,
And let's be frank, he's made more great films than I have.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to take away. I mean, and he's made my two of, I think, the best movies ever made.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but when you look at his long list of films that he's been involved with,
yeah,
you know, it's almost like, you know,
I don't necessarily think if you're not going to qualify the Marvel movies as cinema, is Jack with Robin Williams cinema?
right. Yeah.
So,
right.
So,
but I don't really have much to say, except I did think that the meme of I can't think of their names, the two Muppets.
Oh, the old guys sitting in the
Waldorf.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a theme of them. It was like Scorsese and Coppola watching a Marvel movie.
that is awesome.
The internet is undefeated. The
internet wins again. Thank you, internet. All right. I guess that's all we have to say about that. I think
that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say. That's not Coppola either.
No.
And that's not Scorsese.
No, Robert Zemeckis, right?
Right. I think so. Right?
Who did Forrest Gump? Who directed that?
Is that on Zemeckis?
I think that's Zemeckis.
Man, if we're wrong about this, the internet is going to hate us.
Yeah, because we all know what big Zemeckis fan the internet are. I mean, they've got he did Back to the Future, so
yep, Robert Zemeckis. You are correct, man, gentlemen.
Your Google foo is strong today, Sam.
Man, you're on the ball. So
now the internet will hate us
for the Forrest Gump Zemeckis comment. We're safe, we're in the clear. All right, so I guess should we go Star Wars?
Yeah.
Trailer?
Sure.
Rise of Skywalker?
We could do predictions if we'd like.
We could. We could do all of those.
Yes.
And more.
But wait.
There's more. So I guess just initial impressions. What did you guys think of the trailer?
I thought the second trailer I thought it was okay. I think they learned kind of the lesson from the first trailer, not to, you know, get it so hyped. So I thought it was okay. I am interested in seeing, you know, how they're going to explain, which I think, I don't want to spoil it. Well, screw it. The Emperor.
Yeah.
I mean, they put him right in the trailer. There's no spoiling there.
Yeah. Yeah. We know in some way he's in the movie.
It looks like Mecha Emperor.
Mecha Emperor, yeah.
He's in some sort of contraption and it's moving.
Yeah.
In that one scene.
Right. So I'm kind of like, wait, so this guy survived? Or did he do his, like, clone into another body download thing, which that's always been in the Star Wars classic mythology since Disney took over Star Wars
now.
The legends.
Yeah, the legends. Yeah.
I think they're going full he survived. I don't have any basis to believe that. I just think that it would take too long for them to explain that there's clones and all this other stuff.
Easier if they just said he survived.
Yeah. And he's gonna be like, the fall from the desert has left me scarred and disfigured. No, he's not.
But then the Death Star blew up, so who got him off the Death Star?
There was like a little pod that shot him into space.
Well, we've proven in The Last Jedi that the use of the Force can be used as space travel for small amounts of time.
That is
the path to the dark side is or the dark side is a path to abilities that some would consider unnatural.
Oh,
got it.
So, yeah,
he's a dummy.
So yeah, I think
I'm glad. Go ahead.
No, I think he's back. I'm anxious to see what we know about Leia. I'm assuming they're going to end up killing her this movie.
Yeah, they almost have to. I wonder if I wonder how they're gonna handle it.
I read how they handle it.
Oh, do you?
She's only in a couple scenes.
Yeah.
And I think it specifically has to do with training Rey.
Yeah. Plot wise, that's what I was kind of thinking, like how they're gonna specifically with you think she's training Rey. Is that the
And it's stuff that she already filmed in other locations that they've used CGI to put her in other locations. So we're not gonna get like weird CGI
Leia
acting out. It's just they had to work dialogue they had from leftover scenes into the film.
Gotcha.
At least that's what I heard.
You know, I mean, what? If she would have, you know, like lived and it would have been like kind of cool to see Princess Leia, General Leia have a, you know, a lightsaber just to, you know, fire it up. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that. Yeah.
I think she has a lightsaber.
Do you? Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think she's, I mean, I think that I don't know if you'll get to see her fired up, but I think she has a lightsaber. What I read about the training thing is that she gives her lightsaber to Rey.
Oh, okay.
That's literally the only thing that I heard about the training. It was
okay. Like interesting. What if Han was a Jedi too, and he comes back?
And he was Sith.
Yeah.
All along.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And it's been a secret long-term thing that he wanted to take over the galaxy after he saw the Emperor could do it. And now he's back and he gets to go in front of what's the remnants of the Senate and see that Kylo Ren attacked him for no reason and that he's now the Emperor.
That's already a better movie than I think we're going to get.
it's weird because I liked The Last Jedi, but at the end it put them in such a weird predicament.
Yeah.
Of it tore apart so much that I don't know how they rebuild it with J.J. Abrams back.
Yeah, I appreciate what they were trying to do, I think, with The Last Jedi, you know, but I
liked it more at first than I did upon repeated viewings.
Yeah. Yeah, because after I saw it again, too, I was kind of like, I don't know how,
I still could have done without the middle part. I said that at the beginning, that whole...
The casino. Yeah. And which was like the perfect place to put Lando at.
Right.
And they missed that opportunity, but he's going to be in this one. So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how they do him.
Yeah.
He doesn't get around so hot.
Yeah. Maybe he's just going to be sitting in the Millennium Falcon the whole time. Maybe. I mean, it's kind of like what he did in Return of the Jedi.
That's true.
So.
So what else do we think is going to happen in this movie?
Well, it looks like something's going on with C-3PO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well, he sucked up all those wires.
Yeah. Want to stare at his friends one last time. So it seems like there might be some sort of plot device that
they have to wipe his memory.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know why. I don't know how you work into a plot that he's going to get his mind wiped. But, I mean,
they've done it once.
They did it once before. Right, maybe every trilogy has to.
Yeah, at the end of every trilogy, they have to wipe his mind.
I think he's being hot wired into whatever vehicle that they're in, and to set it as some sort of, I don't know, like self-destruction, and he's just guiding it while they escape.
Oh, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's becoming part of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, man.
And then he can get it on with that droid from Solo.
Wasn't that a Futurama episode?
That could have been.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like he's gonna.
I'm like, they're killing droids. These people are Disney. Yeah. Disney's killing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can see them almost having to do something like that because
they're running out of main characters to kill.
Right. You're right.
No. They just love killing parents, ain't they? Killing your fans.
Yeah. They better lay their hands off of R2.
Oh, dude, I think the world would riot if they
Yeah. I don't know.
So what else? I have to assume, just based on that trailer, that eventually Rey and Kylo will come together.
Yeah, because they take down somebody.
Probably the Emperor.
Yeah, probably the Emperor. Yeah, it seems like Kylo kind of turns his back on the dark side, maybe. I don't know.
That could be part of the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
but no one's a Skywalker.
Skywalker.
I've heard a rumor that they're going to link Rey's lineage somehow to the Emperor.
Really?
I don't know how.
Yeah.
But I've heard they're going to link her somehow into that.
I don't know.
Whether she's a clone or...
I'm mildly optimistic about the movie.
I think it will be... Here's what I think. I think that I will generally leave the movie with an okay feeling. I think that it will be visually very nice. I think that Disney made a huge mistake at the beginning of not plotting out the trilogy.
Yeah. And
taking it piece by piece, because I think trilogies only work if you have a rough idea of where you're going.
Yeah, it's like if you have a big story arc to follow. Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, look at what Kevin Feige did. I mean, that only
and now worked. He's in charge of all of Marvel.
Right.
Which we didn't put on our list to talk about.
Yes.
But we should have.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Feige is now in charge of Marvel, including the comic books.
Oh, even the comic books now, too.
Marvel Entertainment he's in charge of.
Wow.
Not that he's going to be in there doing the day-to-day things.
Yeah.
But they still come to him with decisions and things like that.
That's probably wise, because the guy has done pretty good thus far.
And there is some talk that they might just be grooming him to take over Disney someday.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's just talk.
Yeah. But.
But can you imagine? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be getting 17 Nightmare Before Christmas movies that tie together into a larger story.
Every holiday combined.
Right.
Oh my God. That'd be amazing. I can't think of a better person, though, to take on that task.
No, he's done the impossible.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Man. I don't know. That's pretty cool, though. I don't know. We have anything else to say about Star Wars? Have we thoroughly covered that topic?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How about the Watchmen series?
The question is, I believe, is who watches the Watchmen?
I think only and Chris has watched.
Only me. But I have watched the first episode, which is the only episode out, and it's good. It's really good.
Is it really?
It is not what I expected at all.
That could be good.
It has I'm sure they're going to start tying it together, but it is not the Watchmen. It takes place 35 years after the comic book, not the movie.
Oh, okay. Really? So it's not a continuous...
There's hints already. There's the anatomy of a squid on the one classroom.
Really?
On the side.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil things. It rains little miniature squids at one point. And without going into too much detail, there is a group. It's really weird. It starts with the Tulsa race riots of 1921.
Huh.
Which is... a terrible piece of American history.
Right.
And then eventually cuts, to 2019, where there is a group of people who are white supremacist cop haters who wear Rorschach masks.
Really? Interesting. That's
Not where you really would think Rorschach was going.
Yeah.
But they've taken him as a symbol because legally the only people who are allowed to wear masks are police.
Interesting.
Robert Redford has been president since Richard Nixon in the 80s. I'm trying to give minor things that aren't really plot related, and it really concerns like Don Johnson's in charge. It has the greatest piece of casting ever. Not Don Johnson. Don Johnson was fine in it. Don't get me wrong. He did a really good job. He's the chief of police. But Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
Ozymandias.
Wow. Really?
Old Ozymandias.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Huh.
Other than him and a clip, like a satellite image of Dr. Manhattan building things on Mars, nothing really related to the actual original series in terms of those characters.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of interesting then.
But it is really interesting to see it's, you know, your alternate history 35 years later of more alternate history and where we've reached as a society. And it does a lot of setup.
Yeah.
And there's some callbacks to the original. There is a, you know, I can't, that gets too close to a spoiler, so I'm not even going to talk about it. But there's a callback to the, like the smile face button, but it's not the smile face button. It was like a drop of blood on it. Even when they're making eggs at one point, there's an underneath shot of the eggs, and it's got two eggs up top and then a ring around the bottom of eggs. They're smiling, and there's a little piece of blood on the egg up at the top. Wow. Like, so it looks that's like a good smiley face with a little bit of blood on it.
That's kind of
cool. It is. Yeah. It is literally a beautiful, beautifully shot television series.
Huh.
After one episode, again, I don't know where they're going with it at all. Pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah, and, yeah. Because that's. I was just kind of concerned it was going to be just follow up of Watchmen. They were just going to try to do more of the same. But this seems like they're actually kind of taking that story and then just kind of going to.
I think they're, you know, they're doing what I think the goal is, and I might be wrong, but based on what I'd read Damon Lindelof said about Watchmen beforehand, because he's the one that's doing this, and how much of a fan he was of it, and he kind of realized if he didn't do it, someone else was going to.
Yeah.
And that he, you know, really wants it to be something that Alan Moore would like if he would ever watch it. But he knows he won't, that he's going to try and do what Alan Moore was doing, which was to deconstruct superheroes while at the same time talking about the problems of this current society, which back then was the 80s, now is the 2000s. So it's really a divided country that they're in the middle of.
That's pretty cool. That makes me want to watch this show more than I did before.
It's a great setup for a show.
Yeah.
It could go completely off the rails. I don't have any idea where they're going, but it's a really good setup. HBO does good work. So if you like HBO shows, you'll probably like this one.
Yeah. HBO, I mean, their track record is usually pretty good.
Right.
So at least for the first 7 seasons or so, yeah. 6 or 7 seasons.
And then right. Towards the end, then they figure, oh, they got you already. They don't care.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else to say about Watchmen? Or
no.
No. Yeah. I guess I'll just, since it's so close to Halloween, we're going to still try to get another episode in before Halloween. Sam is confident that we will. So, but we're going to. Yes.
Now the real question is will Rick get this onto the internet before
Halloween? That's
the power of radio. Is you never know when it's got.
That is it right there. Yeah. Oh man, but I think I'm the only one that's watched this is the Shudder
okay.
original series Creepshow.
You are the only one that's watched it.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that's watched it, and it's based off of the.
I mean, I'm sure other people have.
Yeah, other people.
At least five or six.
Yeah, at least five or six people.
It's on what station?
It's on Shudder.
What station?
The streaming service. It's only on that. Yeah. Yeah.
They have. I mean, does that get bundled with something, or is it just its own thing?
It's its own thing. It does get like you could bundle it with like Amazon Prime.
Okay,
I don't want to really say names because we're not getting paid by Amazon.
Yeah,
so I don't really want to.
Well, that's even better. We're not sellouts.
That's true, right?
Talk about things that you actually like.
Exactly.
So, a question for you: how much do you pay a month for Shudder?
It's like $5
for Shudder.
For Shudder, yeah.
That's like more than I'm going to pay for Disney.
Right. But I'm only going to pay for it for this month.
Oh, you only bought it for this?
Yeah. Because I wanted to see it.
Fair enough.
Because, I mean, it has a, you know, Shudder's great and everything. You know, it's a horror streaming service. It's got some cool stuff on it. It has that I do want to kind of want to watch. There's a Nicolas Cage original movie on there called Mandy. That's supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, I heard that was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So
like they tried to put it into theaters just because they just to get it out there because it wasn't, and like people kept going to see it and saying how great it was, and so it kept getting a wider release.
Right, right, right. So that's on there.
Yeah.
They also have
and it's a great Barry Manilow song.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. They also have this one that has Allison Hannigan in it called
Willow.
Yeah, called Willow. Yeah, no.
You are great.
You are great. Oh, what the heck is it called? You might be the killer or you might be the murderer. Something. It's one something like that. I can't remember exactly. I'm probably butchering the titles of it.
Smarter than a murderer.
But it's actually, I watched the trailer and watched the first 10, 15 minutes of it. It's pretty good. It's a take on horror movies that involve campgrounds and, you know, slasher movies and stuff like that. The movie basically starts out where the guy is calling up Allison Hannigan's character and saying, "Oh my God, everybody at the campground's dead." And he starts going through the list of people that are dead. And then she's like asking, "Well, why are you still alive? Why are you okay? And how do you know all of these people? How do you know the details of how these people died so closely?" You know? Okay. So it's, you know, it's enough of a hook to where I'm like, I'll probably watch a little bit more of this because I want to see what, I want to see what happens.
Right.
But,
I'm sorry for interrupting from what you were actually going to say.
That's true. But, you know, those are also quality shows that are on Shudder. The horror streaming service that we're also not getting paid by, but I've said the name five times probably so far.
So maybe they could pay us.
Maybe they could pay us. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
But, I was originally attracted to the Creepshow's show though from, a past guest we had on, Ron Frenz. Because he's done some of the comic book
artwork. Oh, yes.
For the Creepshow show. And that's kind of like why I wanted to kind of watch it. Because I was like, I want to kind of support him by, you know, watching the show as well. And, you know, and it's kind of, you know, based off of the movies that came out in the 80s.
Is it the same stories or different stories?
Different stories.
Oh, good.
But it's got the creep in it, like from the Creepshow movies, you know. It's kind of basically, you know, kind of a Tales of the Crypt type of.
Yeah. I mean, Creepshow originally was Stephen King's love letter to. Those horror anthology comics.
Exactly. So this is basically that, you know, and each episode has like two short stories in it, basically, at least so far. And the quality of the stories are, you know, some of them are better than others.
Yeah.
You know, but it's mostly enjoyable because I like anthology type stories anyway. Like little bite sized chunks of stories and stuff, if you will. But I've liked it so far, and I will continue to watch it, and I'll probably watch the whole series. So, yeah. Will I keep Shudder after it's over? I'll probably wait until next season and resubscribe. But, yeah. That's all I guess I got to say about Creepshow. It's so far so good. So,
good.
Yeah. Nice. So, after that, I guess we're going to talk about something that none of us have seen, but the internet has opinions on. Quite strong opinions.
I forget what it is already.
It's The Joker.
Oh, yeah. None of us, ironically, we are so busy.
Right. That we have not. That
none of us have seen this huge comic book movie.
Exactly. And it's kind of embarrassing in a way because we haven't seen it. But I've read a lot of people's comments about the movie, you know, a lot of them involving bashing of Jared Leto's performance as Joker previous to Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, you know, saying it's totally, you know, blows him out of the water and everything. And, you know, I don't know.
One of my friends said that he feels it's the best comic book movie he's ever seen.
Really?
I wouldn't probably go that far.
Yeah,
because I can't imagine that.
Yeah, because I've also heard a friend of mine was telling me that one of his friends that went and saw it with his wife, they hated it and they wanted to walk out of the movie, but they didn't because they were just like paid to go see it.
Yeah.
But I guess they thoroughly hated it.
Well, so, yeah, I think you have to know what you're getting into.
I think so too. Yeah. But
if you don't like cinema,
yeah,
you're not going to like The Joker, from what I can tell, because it seems to be very Scorsese influenced.
Very, very much so, I think. But I don't know how I feel. I haven't seen it, so I don't really know how I feel about it. But I never knew how I really felt about the Joker movie to begin with.
I didn't want a Joker movie, but if I had to get one, it looks like this would be the one I'd want to get.
Right,
it doesn't tie into any kind of bigger universe. It's just its own little off project. Probably is not going to be sequelized. And it's I'm all about watching. It seems like it's, you know, before it came out, everybody was like, oh, it's going to just have those incels up in an uproar and they're going to end up killing a bunch of people.
I will say that the world hasn't ended.
No,
the movie's been out for a while now.
It's because, from what I understand, the movie is actually about the mentally ill and how terribly we treat them and push them aside. So
right. Yeah.
It's not about some like loser. It's about a guy who's like suffering from madness and the strange kind of Tourette's. His laugh is a Tourette's laugh.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty interesting take. And I'm surprised no one has really thought of that before.
Yeah. I hear that there's an absolute amazing scene where he's laughing and crying at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's the one thing. I imagine the acting from Joaquin Phoenix is probably pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Probably stellar, you know.
I mean, honestly, he's one of the best actors in his age range that I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true.
He made me want him to stay with the phone. Wait, I'm
sorry. From
what made we be together?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
That was a great movie. That was very, very entertaining. And that's a strange movie, too. But it is.
Did Spike Jones make that?
I think so. I think you're right. I think it was Spike Jones. Scarlett Johansson was the her.
I love that you go full.
What's the Swedish voice
pronunciation?
Oh, Johansson.
Everybody else calls her.
I know. She probably calls herself that. Johansson.
Don't they call her ScarJo?
ScarJo. Yeah, I think you're right. I think they do. Yeah.
ScarJo would sound better.
ScarJo. Scario, that would sound.
Spike Jones.
I'm sorry, Spike Jones.
Yes, Spike Jones.
No, you're like my own personal IMDb today, Sam.
I know
you're on it.
He is. You're like the Alexa of IMDb. No. So.
I try. I can't start no one's car.
So if there's one takeaway from this podcast, it's Spike Jones.
All J's should be pronounced with a Y sound.
That's right. My mom. Mm-hmm. It's not Dollar General. It's Dollar General.
Is it?
It is. It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you realize this is now the third time we've talked about your mom in this podcast?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
If there's one recurring thing.
It's my mom.
Talk about mama, boy.
Oh, man. Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's always been like a running joke between me and my brother. Whenever she mispronounces something or just gives it that extra little Swedish oomph.
Yeah.
We all look at each other and we're just like Dollar General.
Dollar General.
Yep. And it will be. Yes, indeed. So. All right. I don't know. Do we have anything else we want to say about the Joker reactions?
Well, I know I'm going to be trying to see it. My wife and I, we want to go see it. So we'll try to see it as soon as possible.
Get the full report.
Yeah, my problem is that I'm on third shift, so my day's off. I'm awake all night, and I'm not going to go see a movie at 3 a.m. So,
right. All right, anything else we want to talk about? So that's pretty much
Have you guys seen the Deadshot? Bloodshot trailer?
I have not, actually. I heard it was out there, I have not seen it.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't know Bloodshot's origin. Does this seem faithful to his actual origin?
It's looking like it, yeah. Because I have like the first few issues of it and stuff. It takes a little bit liberty of it, but for the most part, it's close. So I'm not like mad about it or anything. I'm just interested on how they're going to really do this. Cause like some of the comments I've been reading on the internet is he going to turn complete like white or is he going to stay as color? And you can see in the trailer that at times when his red dot shows up, the way they have the camera filtered and everything, it kind of makes Vin Diesel's whole like skin look like it's like kind of pale white. So they're doing a lot of cool CGI and video editing and stuff in this movie. So I'm kind of interested to see what they actually would do with it. So
do you know, did they alter his memories in the comic?
I think that was kind of like later.
I only have like one issue of Bloodshot and I don't remember it. I have like issue one or issue zero.
I think I do too. The one with the special cover, I think.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
Yeah, issue one and issue zero. Yeah, I think that was like kind of like later. I didn't think it really got into it, you know, in like issue one through five. If I remember, I gotta go back and read them again.
Yeah,
I gotta say that when I think of Valiant Comics, I think Jim Shooter. When I think Jim Shooter, I think of his subtle acknowledgement to Sam in that speech.
Yeah, and that will be forever.
That will forever.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to explain that.
Yeah, there's no easy way to explain that. Mad props to Jim Shooter, I guess. Mad props. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jim Shooter.
Jim Shooter is all about equality.
He is.
That's right. Oh man!
I guess on that note, I don't know how we can top that. Anything else we want to discuss before we sign off?
Oh, this last one that I wasn't around for.
Yeah.
Did you get to talk about Spider-Man Coming Home?
We did. We did briefly talk, but we also talked about what you might have been up to. You weren't there. Yeah.
Good.
There are a bunch of theories, whether or not you confirm or deny them as you will.
Yeah.
Some of them involved Area 51 raids, possibly.
Can't talk about that.
I didn't think we could.
Court orders and whatnot.
Right.
Have you posted the last one?
I did.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to listen to it.
It is available, right? I think it is.
Yes, it is available on Google Play and iTunes.
That is
and other places where you can find your favorite podcast.
That's right. All right. I think that's about it. So thanks for listening.